Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, I want to say right before we close out about the G20. The G20 is taking place. That is, it was built and established based on the economy that 20 countries would get together, 20 countries' leaders would get together and determine which way that the economy would go in the world. Because remember, thank you, Woodrow, that in the context, he said, listen, if we tie the economies together, then we'll never have a world war again. And 100 years ago, almost to the day. Isn't that amazing, 100-year plan?
Brilliant.
And so, if you remember, if you've been listening to the prophetic words, and you can find them on VFN Torch Gun to Prophecy, that Deuteronomy Deuteronomy's grandson was given a vision by God. And the vision we talked about was that China, Russia, and North Korea got into a covenant and said, listen, why should the American dollar be the dominant figure in the world today? And think of the journey that we've got to this one point, because the G20 is meeting right now. And guess where they're meeting? They're meeting in Russia. And as they were going, and all these kings and presidents or whatever are coming to discuss the money, the currency, that's what they're called to do. Guess who was leading them all? Who was leading all the nations financially in this walk? The president of Russia, Putin. See him right there?
Mm-hmm.
You can see this on the VFN Torch. And guess who was last in the procession? The very last one of all the nations to come along. And the church, we got to get over this coincidence stuff. We're going to coincidence ourselves right up under some gas showers and some ovens in the future. Right. You got to understand that if you read God's word, these things happen, even if they don't even know they're happening. America was trailing in the economies of the world. We had a visual of what was going on. Russia has been humiliating our country, humiliating our president. It's a Russian base reportedly in Syria that they're really wanting to hit. And Russian military hanging right out there outside Syria and say, reportedly, according to sources, that they're talking about putting an iron curtain, right?
Yeah,
around shield to be able to protect them the way we put one around the former Ottoman Empire area, Turkey. And now here we are. There's your visual. You'll be able to see this visual right now, the G20. And the G20, like I said, represents the economies. And you're looking at that word just kind of unfold. And see, pride is so blinding that when you have it, I mean, that's why you need people in your life, because you have no idea that you're moments away from your fall. That's why we have to keep our heads low and the Lord high and spend time with him and let people know our life, because pride comes before a fall. And here's the president of the United States of America, one nation who used to be under God, indivisible, liberty with all, the most powerful economic power in the history of the world, one that used to stand with Israel and that Russia would fear, and radical Islam, McMuslims would fear, trailing behind all the kings, because that's all the kings. That's all the leaders. That's all the leaders from all the nations. And if we're going to look, you can look at the picture and see, and you can watch the whole procession right there. It takes a long time. Every nation comes by. And out of the middle, like, where's America? You're looking for America. Where's America? Where's America? Where's America?
Mm-hmm.
And way back, where everybody's already entered into the dinner already, all of a sudden comes America.
Wow.
And we don't even know, right in our very eyes, the fulfillment that we're being humbled as a nation, that God has established a set man because we have rebelled against him. We have to turn back to God. If you have not yet watched on VFN TV or heard, is America under God's judgment? What do we need to do? You can at VFNTV.com. You need to get the truth into you so you can respond, because all God wants us to do is turn to him and say, dear God, I see it now. I've sinned against you. Forgive me, Lord. Restore me. Save me. Save my family. Save America.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.